I don't think that's realistic for us to sort of consult, you know, with...
You could have put a poster up, couldn't you?
Well, we're having leaflets produced, and they
It's
will,
a bit late now, though, isn't it?
Well, we're still a month away, Simon, so I would say... No, part of
yeah, but if you'd done that before, then presumably, you know, we wouldn't be in this situation now, where, as you say, it's all blown up and you're a bit disappointed at the way it has.
Well, we've always been looking for a solution, and I think, you know, the people that chose to go to the press and not come direct to us, you know, were probably not aware of the conversations that had taken place. I myself...
Well, nobody was aware, were they? That was the point, wasn't it?
Well, hopefully the people I attended the meeting with were, Simon. But,
well, know, no, but, you know, you take the point, don't you? I mean, I'm not... you understand why I'm pushing you on this. I mean, it's not surprising, is it, that if you have a meeting behind closed doors and you don't tell the public about it, that, you know, that people are going to be surprised and maybe a little bit annoyed that when they're told that this is happening. And, by the way, we've not asked you, but it's happening anyway.
That's your view, Simon. You're entitled to that.
Well, it's not my view. It's just I'm just putting a point of view across.
Yeah, no, I accept that. You know, we are listening. You know, we'll learn lessons from this. You know, and hopefully the fact that we've, you know, come up with a solution.